from Tidbits on March 21st, 2011. This is Tidbits Watchlist, Notable Software Updates, written by Tidbits staff. macOS 10.6.7. Apple's released macOS 10.6.7 to fix a variety of bugs in Snow Leopard and Snow Leopard Server. Most notably, it's aimed at improving the reliability of Back to My Mac, resolving problems of transferring files to certain SMB servers, and addressing various minor Mac App Store bugs. If you've missed earlier updates to macOS 10.10.6, they're included as well, along with Safari 5.0.4 and the latest raw image compatibility updates. Also included are numerous security fixes for system components, including Airport, Apache, AppleScript, BZip2, Carbon, ClamAV, Font Handling, HFS, Image Handling, Installer, Kerberos, the Kernel, Mailman, PHP, Quick Look, QuickTime, Ruby, Samba, Subversion, and Terminal. Finally, a number of highly specific bugs are also fixed, including a window resizing issue with X-Plane 9 and Max with ATI graphics, improved brightness on external displays and projectors, problems opening AFP URLs, and more. See Apple's release notes for the full list. As usual, macOS 10.10.6.7 comes in a wide variety of forms, including one specific to a particular Mac. It's probably most important to install this update for the security fixes, unless you've been troubled by one of the now fixed bugs. That said, it may be worth waiting briefly to make sure the update doesn't cause additional problems. Security Update 2011-001 for Leopard, bringing the security content of macOS 10.10.6.7 to macOS 10.10.5.5 Leopard. Apple has released Security Update 2011.001 for both Leopard and Leopard Server. It addresses fewer items than are in macOS 10.10.6.7 and focuses largely on open source components of the operating system, including Apache, BZip2, ClamAV, Image Handling, Kerberos, LibInfo, LibXML, Mailman, PHP, Quick Look, Ruby, and X11. Bento 4.0.2 FileMaker has updated its human-friendly Mac database software, Bento. New in version 4 is the capability to print mailing labels, inventory tags, name badges, and other labels from within the software. Other printing options make an appearance, too. You now get finer-grained printing controls and new printer-friendly themes. Also new is the capability to export templates with data so that you can share pre-populated databases with others, location data support so that you can note the exact location where data is entered, and easy date searching. Full release notes are available at FileMaker's website, and quick 4.0.1 and 4.0.2 releases squash a few bugs. DevonThink and DevonNote 2.0.9. Devon Technologies has released another set of minor updates for all editions of its information assistant programs, DevonThink and DevonNote. The latest versions of DevonThink and DevonNote now offer much improved email archiving and faster downloading of OCR resources. Software also now includes the capability to rename and move databases, even when they're open. Sorting, classifying, and searching are all improved, too. Also new is an option to install widgets from the Install Add-ons window. Yojimbo 3.0.2. Barebones Software has released a small update to its information organization tool Yojimbo that contains no new features, but does pack in a few fixes. A crash that could occur when retrieving the Sidekick export location preference, even if you didn't use Sidekick, has been corrected, as have multiple issues with iPad syncing. Note that iPad synchronization now requires version 1.0.3 of Yojimbo for iPad, which is available in the App Store. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile and Econ Technologies. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Adam Engst. Thanks for listening.